I'm Zach East, and this is the Best Mix in the Morning show with Coffee Talk for Thursday, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is the first day of Hanukkah. The Festival of Lights begins at sundown. It's also Human Rights Day, Nobel Prize Day, and National Lager Day for those of you who enjoy a great beer. It is time to start thinking about those New Year's resolutions, of course, and if you want 2021 to be the year you're finally successful with a resolution, you should start with rewording your goal. Sometimes when most people make a resolution, they often vow to quit doing something. But according to a new study from Stockholm University in Sweden, the key to success is vowing to start doing something instead. The researchers found that people are 12% more likely to stick to their resolutions for the year if they avoid making vows like "I will quit" or "I will avoid" and instead say "I will start." According to study author Professor Per Kalbring, in many cases, rephrasing your resolution could definitely work. For example, if your goal is to stop eating sweets in order to lose weight, you will most likely be more successful if you say, "I will eat fruits several times a day" instead. Is there a book you loved this year? A candle you can't do without? A bottle of wine you enjoyed? When it comes to shopping for holiday gifts, a lot of us are making it much harder than it has to be. According to a study from the University of Cincinnati, we tend to avoid getting the people on our list the same thing, even if we think more than one person would like that particular gift. Seems we look at buying the same gift for multiple people as taking the easy way out. But don't make yourself crazy. The study says if you think more than one person will love a gift, just get it. And people all over the world are pretty hopeful that the new COVID vaccines will lead us all back to a normal way of life soon, but it's leaving Russians in the tough position of having to choose between vaccine or vodka. Health officials there are warning people that if they receive the Russian-made Sputnik V vaccine, they will have to give up booze for about 2 months after, because alcohol could weaken the immune system. There's been no word yet from Pfizer or Moderna whether Americans will also need to stay sober for their versions of the vaccine. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.